Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, the manhunt continues out east, where police are in search of the individual responsible for the deadly shooting at Brown University. It happened on Saturday afternoon about 4:05. Initially, there was a person of interest in police custody, and that person hailed from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. There was a Wisconsin connection. Ultimately, that person was released, and you're sort of back to square one.
So released and no charges.
Yes, no, a kind of a bizarre twist to the story here. We'll get more with ABC, CBS, crime and public safety reporter Anna Schechter, who joins us on the line right now. Hi, Anna.
Hello, good to be with you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I know there's some new information, but let's start with the person of interest, a Wisconsin native who was apprehended by police and brought into custody. Why was this man brought into custody and then ultimately released?
Well, this person, cell phone pings that the FBI was tracking led them to believe that this was the individual who carried out the attack because of movements that they tracked from, you know, pings on a satellite tower. And so they arrested him at 3:45 in the morning, roughly, at a local hotel. And after hours of questioning, they realized they had the wrong person. So that's hours of delay. You know, it takes the wind out of the sails of the investigative angles, the other angles they were pursuing. So they think they might have a couple of leads, but it is not a good situation now. 2 days later, they had to go back and review all of the video evidence. They probably had to go back and re-interview people. They did just release some new video of a person. It's kind of grainy. You see a person dressed all in black, but with a very quick gait. So that might be a little bit of a clue, especially for a family member. If you know your child's gait or something like that, that could help the public bring in a tip.
So we had this person of interest, as the person was being called, with connections to Cedarburg. That person has now been released. Now there is a new person of interest. That phrase, it's not an official legal term. Anna, can you explain to our fans what exactly a person of interest is?
A person of interest is someone that authorities want to speak to. It is not a suspect. A suspect has much more of a connotation of police really think that person did it and they have reason to believe, a good reason to believe that they carried out or were the perpetrator of a crime. So they're careful about, you know, person of interest is a rung below suspect in terms of, you know, where investigators think this individual is in terms of culpability. So the fact that the FBI released information about a person of interest in custody, that, you know, local police didn't like that very much. So things have sort of changed around. Police are now taking over, leading this investigation. The FBI is assisting. So it's a bit of a messy process on this particular case.
Anna, how are police working through combing through the details of the attack and who was killed and where they were targeted, or if it was random? What does the initial findings suggest?
This is what is so remarkable, is that they have no motive. Initially, they were using the working theory that this was a person carrying out a grudge against a teacher, a TA, or students, and they just don't have much a couple of days later. And I think that's why they're putting out this new video. They don't, frankly, seem to have very good imagery. And I think that the university is going to review its own security policies and think about the quality of the surveillance cameras. You know, usually that is how police in this modern day solve cases. Technology is extremely helpful. It raises privacy concerns. However, it does help police solve crimes.
We're talking with Anna Schechter from CBS News about the mass shooting at Brown University. The suspect still on the run. 2 students were killed. 9 people were hurt. Anna, what do you know so far about those who were killed?
Well, we know that one young woman, she was the president of the very small Republican club at Brown University. And another student was a young man who is from originally from Uzbekistan. He's an Uzbek American student. And so we are starting to learn more about them. There's been an outpouring of support and vigils for their families and loved ones. It's an absolute tragedy. We're still waiting to learn more about the nine people who were injured.
Yeah, we do understand that one was treated and released at a hospital, critical but stable condition are some others. So we'll get more information on those over time. But the manhunt continues. Just how widespread is the manhunt, Anna? Because you're talking about the East Coast, right? I mean, it take 45 minutes to get to three different states. Things move very quickly out there. Where are the efforts in searching for the individual responsible this concentrated?
Well, local police in Massachusetts and surrounding states are absolutely assisting. Everybody's on high alert. The thing is, if they had a vehicle or a license plate number, they could tap into automated license plate readers and cameras looking for a make and model of a car. But it doesn't appear to me that they have those investigative leads to go on. So this is a very, very challenging investigative environment. I don't think police actually know how far the suspect might have gotten away. Now, they are working a lead, but it's unclear if that is, in fact, the perpetrator.
And what's the mood in the community like, knowing that police don't, at this point, seem to have much?
Well, a lot of students have gone home. It's pretty quiet, and it's just really investigators going through trash. So I think people are frustrated and, you know, we're worried enough to try to leave the area if possible.
CBS's Anna Schechter joining us here in Wisconsin's Midday News. Appreciate the update, Anna. We'll check in again down the road.
Thanks, Anna.
Sounds good.
So Rhode Island authorities initially detained a guy named Benjamin Erickson for questioning as his person of interest. So he is the guy from Cedarburg, Wisconsin native. And boy, there always seems to be a Wisconsin connection to stories like this, but or any story for that matter. But he was never formally arrested or charged. So he was brought in for questioning. I was kind of confused how exactly they found him. But yes, as Anna outlined, the FBI received a tip that led them to locate Erickson at a hotel. He was staying at a Hampton Inn in Rhode Island hours after the shooting occurred in the afternoon of Saturday, December 13th. Law enforcement found him. He does have a military background. They located him at a hotel. He was detained at a hotel. He was in possession of a revolver and a Glock handgun. And after conversations, police ultimately decided, nope, wrong guy. This isn't the guy. And let him go. And you can only imagine it from both standpoints, right? If you're Erickson, you're brought into this situation. Maybe you've heard about it. Wait a minute. Did you think I did this? Like, whoa, hang on a second here. And you have the conversation, you're let go. And then the police, now it's back to square one. And who knows how far they are along on this, but that is a tight concentration of states. Maneuverability is, you can be in one state, literally 10 minutes, be in another state out east. So it's going to be all hands on deck to try and find this individual.
Honestly, I hate to have that man's name even out there if he has absolutely nothing to do with this shooting. I know the Cedarburg School District released a statement over the weekend saying it was devastated to learn of the tragedy at Brown University. You know, in that time, the statement said allegedly involving a former Cedarburg student. But imagine being that person. If you have nothing to do with this, you're pulled in as a person of interest and then your name is out there. Mm-mm, don't like it.